Yesterday was an afternoon of frustration and, in the end, a bit of despair. The Fresno Grizzlies, one strike from winning their fourth consecutive game when, on a 3-2 count, with two outs, a pitch clock violation was called. Ball four on the hitter, and ensued another walk, and then a fastball hammered over the left field wall for a three-run game-winning Visalia Rawhide victory. A 4-3 triumph turning into a 6-4 Grizzlies defeat. Tonight, the Grizzlies will send their pitching ace, Blake Adams, to the mound. He, the current California League Pitcher of the Month and the Colorado Rockies Minor League Pitcher of the Month. Guy who, in four starts this season, has walked only two batters. And he will try to right the ship and get the Grizzlies back in the win column. On the mound for the Visalia Rawhide will be Joel Beese, a young right-hander. 0-1 thus far on the season with a 3.86 earned run average. Hello, everybody. I'm Dan Taylor sitting in tonight for Stephen Rice. Grizzlies baseball here from Chickchansey Park. Glad you have tuned in and joined us. Well, tonight the Grizzlies and Visalia Rawhide going at it in game two of their six-game series here at Chickchansey Park. A pair of third-place teams in their respective California League divisions. The Grizzlies sitting third at a 14-14 record, four games back of the first-place San Jose Giants. Visalia, on the other hand, 11-17 in the Southern Division, nine games back of the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. When we come back, we're going to get some inside stories from the movie Moneyball. One of the scouts who appeared in that movie, Artie Harris, with fun stories and much more when Fresno Grizzlies baseball continues here on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
So one of the fun baseball movies of the past several years was the 2011 release, Moneyball. It was taken from the best-selling book, and it gave us a bit of an introduction to the analytic side of baseball, as well as what scouts have since gone through. And I'm joined by one of the, I don't know what I call you, a star of the movie Moneyball, one of the cast members of Moneyball, Artie Harris. And Artie, of course, goes way beyond Moneyball. He was a tremendous high school and junior college coach in Southern California, player at UCLA, and member of the Dodgers baseball ops and scouting departments for quite a number of years. But first off, with your background in baseball, how did an opportunity to get into the movies present itself to you?
Well, first of all, you have to appreciate Kenny Medlock. Kenny was a superstar athlete at Venice High School, actually a great football player. Anyway, Kenny really, he was a 10-year minor leaguer, turned into an actor, and he was my assistant coach after he finished playing baseball professionally. Truth be told, probably should have been behind Brad Pitt and Jonah Hill. He probably should have gotten the next accolade as far as the movie is concerned, but obviously Philip Seymour Hoffman was a bigger name, so that's pretty much the way that happened. Anyway, Kenny wanted the role as the technical advisor when he heard about Moneyball and when they were going to make the movie. Well, that was already taken, so he jumped in there and said, well, you know, I've got a baseball background. I can help you get some real baseball people. And so Bennett Miller, the director, said, let's give it a shot. So that's how Kenny got involved. Obviously, once they were looking for baseball people, Kenny had a very good handle on whom he might consider. And I guess you could say I was on his list, or even perhaps at the top of that list.
But some of the actors weren't real happy, were they, with the amount of lines that the scouts got?
No, absolutely. And then, again, as the thing developed, you could tell each time we would do a take, hey, Hardy said that last time, or Phil said that last time, let me do it this time. Because they were professional actors, and they wanted every piece they could get their hands on, where the rest of us were just, if you pardon the pun, were following the script. We were doing what we were told. So the reality was that I'm sure they weren't thrilled, but we actually overwhelmed them, because there were more of us than there were of them.
You were working for the Dodgers when the movie came out, and of course they did a big hoop to do about the premiere of the film. Tell me about what you went through and how the family reacted.
Well, I've got to bring the name Adriana Urzua into the picture. She's not only one of my closest friends, at that time she was a director of minor league administration, and she pulled off a surprise office party for me because of the very small, limited role that I played in the movie. It was mind-boggling. She took me to lunch one day, and while we were at lunch, she was on the phone continuously making sure that everything was set up in the office. And when we got back from lunch, the place was a party for me, okay, because I was the only Dodger person directly involved. And even my granddaughters and Tanis were there, and it was remarkable. Anyway, but Adriana did it, and she deserves 100% credit for that. They finally took the entire company. This was during the McCourt era. They took the entire company to a theater in Burbank before the movie came out to the public. And when I got off the bus and walked in with my granddaughters, everybody started clapping, and one of the younger granddaughter, Danny, looks at me and says, "Grandpa, what's the big deal? It's just you." Well, if that didn't bring me back down to earth, nothing was going to. But again, the entire company was at that theater at that time, and people don't realize it, but well over 100 people work at Dodger Stadium every day, even when there's no game going on. So anyway, it was that's where I became, quote unquote, a celebrity.
Well, yeah. A memorable film, a memorable opportunity for you, and thanks for sharing all this, Artie Harris. We will be back starting lineups, first pitch, Grizzlies baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to Chukchansey Park. His pregame activities on the field, players warming up and activities winding down as we move closer and closer to first pitch. Grizzlies tonight will be wearing the black, gold, and white. The white pants, black jerseys, the Grizzlies logo in gold over the left breast, number on the lower right side, and black hats with the Grizzlies logo in gold at the center. Visalia wearing their dark grays. We saw this yesterday. Red caps, black bill. dark gray with the Rawhide in script across the chest, and many of the players in long black sleeves. Grizzlies tonight hoping to get back in a winning way, a tough one for them yesterday, and there was a bit of controversy about it. This Steve Solis, the Grizzlies skipper, not totally happy with some of the calls that were made in the game that cost them runs and gave a run or two to the Rawhide in that game yesterday, but that's baseball. You've got to brush it aside, focus on the next day, and get ready to play once again. Down to the bullpen, Blake Adams going through his warm-ups. Adams comes in with a 1-0-1 loss record and four starts, a microscopic 1.17 earned run average. We'll run down the lineups momentarily. Our keys to the game going to be coming up in just a matter of moments. And as we look at the California League and who is where and doing what tonight, the division-leading San Jose Giants are at home with Lake Elsinore. Inland Empire is also at home tonight, the Angel affiliate with the Modesto Ball Club. Stockton is down in the Southland with Rancho Cucamonga.
Grizzlies need to continue to steal bases. Fresno has stolen five straight bases without a caught stealing. Enjoy tonight's game, and back to you, Mark.
Stephen Rice rattling down the keys to the game tonight. And from that, let's go into our starting lineups for the visitors, the Visalia Rawhide. Their left fielder, Anderson Rojas, will lead it off tonight. He'll be followed by yesterday's hero of the afternoon in the Visalia clubhouse, Jose Fernandez, who's at third base. Christian Cerda, the catcher, back of the dish again tonight. David Martin, the designated hitter in the cleanup spot. Ronnie Polanco is at first base. Polanco hitting fifth. Manuel Pena in the sixth hole, and he's at second base. Center fielder Alvin Guzman hitting seventh. Brett Johnson, the right fielder, hitting eighth. And Juan Cornille is the starting shortstop tonight, and he bats ninth. On the mound for Visalia, Joe Elbis. As we mentioned earlier, an 0-1 record, a 3.86 earned run average. We'll talk a little more about him once he's out on the mound. Grizzlies starters tonight, Jake Snyder leads it off in left field. He is the number two hitter in the entire California League with a 3.37 batting average. Ryan Ritter, who leads the league in home runs with seven, bats second, and he's the starting shortstop. Andy Perez, the terrific young prospect out of Cuba, is at third base tonight. He had, for the most part, a day off yesterday. He pinch hit in the ninth inning. Brian Betancourt in the designated hitter role tonight. He was the first baseman yesterday afternoon, and he bats fourth. Jesus Bugarin is in center field. He bats fifth. Robbie Martin, the right fielder, hitting sixth. Parker Kelly gets the start today at first base, bats seventh. Cody Huff, back of the plate. He's the starting catcher and hitting eighth. And Luis Mendez, who's been on a tear as of late, is at second base, and he's hitting in the ninth spot. The umpires for tonight's game, Nate Hall will be calling the balls and strikes. Jabril Jeter Abdullah will be calling the bases, working first base and moving around the infield depending upon the nature of play. Grizzlies, of course, managed by Steve Solis, his first season as the Grizzlies manager. He has been the bench coach the two previous years under Robinson Cancel, and this is the second year that Steve Solis has managed in the Rockies organization, managed at Boise in 2019, prior to the pandemic. An Oxnard native who spent several seasons as the bullpen catcher on the coaching staff of the Los Angeles Angels down in Anaheim. Dee Garner, the manager of the Visalia Rawhide, eighth season with the D-backs. He was in their organization. Last year he was the Arizona Complex League manager for the Diamondbacks entry. And visited Visalia, filling in on occasion as a bench coach for the Rawhide. Umpires have come out onto the field. Good crowd tonight, filtering in through the turnstiles. Managers coming out to exchange lineup cards. Bit of a breeze tonight here at Chukchansey Park. Breeze blowing from west toward the east, coming off of the third base and left field side, blowing out to right field. Very, very sunny in the outfield as we're hitting into those months where the first two, three, sometimes four innings are going to cause some issues for the center and the right fielder, waiting until the sun drops down behind Chukchansey Park. If you're not familiar with Chukchansey Park, I've never been here, listening elsewhere around the country, this is a double-decked ballpark, seating from the right field foul pole all the way around near the left field foul pole. And atop the second deck is a club section, and atop that, from right field around to left field, 30 luxury suites. Our dimensions to left field, 324 down the line, 385 in the alley, 400 to center field, and 335 down the right field line. The right field, the 8-foot wall in right field, lowers as it gets closer to the foul pole, down to 4 feet in height. And we saw an interesting one last year as Juan Guerrero made a tumbling catch over that short right field fence onto the berm behind. And ESPN highlighted that on SportsCenter as one of their plays of the day last season. Managers have finished their conference with the umpires at home plate. Lineup cards have been exchanged. We're going to have the Grizzlies hustling out to their positions momentarily. And we'll take a quick break from Chukchansey Park.
20 years in the making. It's Chukchansey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it.
Don't miss responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. Chukchansey
Park is Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state, with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chukchansey Park ticket office.
Yeah!
It's Chukchansey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday, where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Chukchansey Gold has live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. Must be 21. Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. Play with the best. Welcome back to Chukchansey Park here in downtown Fresno. Fresno Grizzlies and Visalia Rawhide about to meet up in game two of this six-game California League series. And the Grizzlies now taking their positions in the field. From left to right, they will have Snyder, Bouguereau, and Martin in the outfield. From third to first around the infield, Perez on the hot corner, Ritter at shortstop, Mendez at second, Kelly at first. Huff will be back of the dish, and Blake Adams on the mound, making his fifth start thus far this season for the Fresno Grizzlies. All around Chukchansey Park, fans are beginning to stand, players and fans alike removing their caps as we prepare to honor America with the playing of our national anthem. Well, welcome to Chuck Chancy Park. Dan Taylor sitting in tonight for Stephen Rice for the Fresno Grizzlies and Visalia Rawhide. Game two of this six-game California League series. The Grizzlies trying to turn things around after a heartbreaking final inning defeat yesterday afternoon here at Chuck Chancy Park. Took a 4-3 lead into the ninth inning. Controversial pitch clock violation put a runner on via a walk. Following runner walked, and then a three-run home run turned things around tremendously as Visalia triumphed 6-4. On the mound for the Grizzlies tonight, Blake Adams, 6'2", right-handed pitcher. He hails from Springdale, Arkansas, where in high school he was the Arkansas Player of the Year and the most valuable player in their state tournament. Played college baseball at Arkansas for a couple of seasons before transferring to Kansas State last year. He was only 6-6 with 90 strikeouts and 87 innings pitched at Kansas State, a 13th round draft pick. But boy, he has been lights out thus far for the Fresno Grizzlies. Currently, the California League Pitcher of the Month, three starts, a 1-0 mark, 1.06 ERA in the month of April. And that also drew honors from the parent Colorado Rockies, who named him the Rockies Minor League Pitcher for the month of April. Coming up to the plate, Anderson Rojas, the young left-handed hitting left fielder, .280 batting average, has yet to hit a home run, a couple of RBIs, hasn't been with the team all that long thus far this season. Rojas steps into the box to the right of Grizzlies catcher Cody Huff. There's the bat at a 45-degree angle over his left shoulder and awaits the first offering that is a bit low for ball one. One thing Adams has done extremely well is throw strikes. As we mentioned, he has only walked two and in four starts thus far this season. But the first two pitches he throws here are called balls. The next offering just a little bit off the plate outside, and it's a two-ball, no-strike count. Third pitch catches the inside corner, and it's 2-1. Adams, curveball, slider, fastball guy. Fastball will clock anywhere from 89 to about 93, swing and a miss. And now he's even at 2-2 on a changeup. Here's the wind and the delivery. Chop high towards second base. Mendez on a high hop flips it over to Kelly at first. And we've got the first out of the ball game. So Rojas is retired, and up comes Jose Fernandez, who for the Rawhide was the hero of yesterday's ball game. Big three-run, ninth-inning home run over the left field wall. Right-handed batter. First pitch a bit high for a ball. Fernandez from Venezuela, 6'3", 165 pounds, just 19, turned 19 last September. Swings and misses, slices it foul down the right field line, back up into the second deck. Blake Adams, not a lot of motion in his delivery. He'll bring his hands up in front of his face, and then he'll turn his body toward the third baseman before he brings his knee up to about waist high and then delivers, and that delivery misses outside and a bit low for a ball. Infield playing straight away. Outfield pretty much straight away as well. Bugarin, oh, there's a changeup, swung on and missed for a strike. Two balls, two strikes to the second hitter of the ball game, Jose Fernandez. Bugarin is really watching and having some difficulty with his son out there in center field. He's working the sunglasses, but also holding an arm, a forearm up over his eyes as the pitch misses a bit high and inside. And Blake Adams has gone to a full count on the second batter of the ball game. The pitch swung on and missed, and down goes Fernandez on strikes. So Blake Adams has retired the first two hitters he's faced, and Christian Cerda, the catcher, coming up. Cerda with a bat taps the shin guard of Cody Huff as if to say, wish him good luck, and the same with the home plate umpire, Nate Hall. Pitch missing. A bit inside for ball one. Grizzlies shortstop Ritter takes about three steps toward the second base bag. Next pitch catches the outside corner. That looked like a slider, and it's a 1-1 count. Here's the kick and the 1-1 delivery. Again, comes right back with that slider, catching the outside corner for strike two. Pitch bit high for a ball, and now we're even at 2-2. Grizzlies leaning over the railing, all of them up on the railing of their dugout on the first base side. Same with the Visalia Rawhide leaning over the railing on their dugout on the third base side. Next pitch fouled back into the stands, back of the plate, and the count remains even at 2-2. Pitch clock keeps these games moving right along, down to five as Adams goes into his delivery. Swing and a miss, strike three, and that's your first inning. Grizzlies setting down the Rawhide in order. No score heading to the Grizzlies' half of the first inning here on Grizzlies Baseball on StreamGuys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Welcome back to Chukchansey Park. Grizzlies half of the first inning as they prepare to face off with young Visalia pitcher Joel Beis. Comes in with a 3.86 earned run average. No wins against, one loss thus far this season. Beis is 6'1", 150-pounder, just turned 20 last September. He, too, from Venezuela. Spent parts of 21 and 22 at Visalia, but was injured much of last year. The Diamondbacks thought the best course of action was to simply shut him down when he developed some shoulder soreness during the season. Never required any medical attention, no surgery of any kind. Throw going down to second base. Albies has wrapped up his warm-ups. And the Grizzlies coming up. Top three hitters in the order, Jake Snyder, Ryan Ritter, Andy Perez, to face Joe Albies here in the bottom of the first inning from Chukchansey Park. So up comes Jake Snyder, second in the California League in hitting, with a .337 batting average. He said one home run, 10 RBIs, left-handed hitter. Bends at the knees, bat at a 45-degree angle over that left shoulder. He awaits the first pitch, and it is a bit high from Albies. Second baseman, shortstop, both playing very deep with their heels right at the edge of the outfield grass in the air on the infield. Moving toward the second base bag is the shortstop, Corneal, and he puts it away for the first out. Though Snyder retired on the pop fly in the infield, and Ryan Ritter, the Grizzlies shortstop, coming up. Ritter, the University of Kentucky product, known for his glove, but he's making some noise this season with his power hitting. He leads the California League with 7 home runs. Right-handed hitter takes a strike over the outer third of the plate. The next pitch, breaking ball, fouled back at the plate, rolls back to the screen, and Albies gets another ball. Ritter with a .239 batting average, 20 RBIs thus far on the season. No ball, two strike count. Albies stands with his legs spread apart and then goes into almost a stretch-like position, and his fastball catches the outside corner. Ritter stands there in a little bit of disbelief to make his thoughts known through body language, and down he goes and starts the walk back to the dugout as two outs are in the books. And up comes Andy Perez, the Grizzlies' young third baseman. Perez, just 18 years old, left-handed hitter, chopper foul up the first base line. Perez hitting .267, and the original plans for Perez this season were to be in the Arizona Complex League, and he just took spring training by storm, really turned heads and impressed people enough that he forced his way onto this ball club. And at such a young age, he has been a very impressive player. 6'3", just 165 pounds, and the feeling is the power is going to come as his body matures and fills out. Pop fly on the infield, shortstop Cornell calling for it. He hauls it in, and that wraps up the inning. So, nothing after one full. Grizzlies baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. Well, to the top of the second inning at Chukchansey Park we go. 4-5-6 hitters in the Visalia Rawhide lineup. David Martin followed by Ronnie Polanco and Manuel Pena. Martin, the designated hitter tonight, coming up with a 308 average. Left-hand hitter. Danny takes the first offering from Blake Adams for a ball. Adams works quickly. Next pitch chopped foul over toward the Grizzlies dugout, back of first base. And the count even now at 1-1. Adams to the delivery. Missing outside. Huff tried to hold the ball out there in hopes that maybe the home plate umpire might call it a strike on the outside corner, but it was just a little bit too far outside for that. Next pitch, sliced foul back into the stands down the left field line. Adams into his delivery with about 8 seconds left on the pitch clock. And once again, it's another foul ball. So the count stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes. No score here from Chukchansey Park. We're in the top of the second inning. Glad you've joined us here on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live. Next pitch, soft fly to left field. Coming in for it is Snyder, and he hauls it in for the out. Up comes Ronnie Polanco, the Rawhide first baseman, right-handed hitter. Different from his teammates in that he's wearing white shoes. Smashes the first pitch in the air to center field. Bougarin to his left, coasting, and now he hauls that one in for the second out of the inning. Again, that sun giving Bougarin a little bit of difficulty as he was somewhat tentative moving initially until he got a beat on that ball, and then with his speed, he's able to close very, very quickly and bring it into his glove for the out. And that brings up Manuel Pena, the second baseman, hitting 163, left-handed batter. Adams fires a fastball, and it's a bit low for a ball. Mendez playing deep, heels near the outfield grass, but on the infield dirt, as is required by the new shift rules. Kelly playing about 6 feet off the line at first base. Chopped foul, and it's a ball and two strikes. That went a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Martin in right field, now in complete shadows. Bugarin is well over in toward left center field and still with his hands up over his eyes, trying to shield his vision from that menacing sun coming in over the third base side of Chukchansey Park. Snyder straight away in left field, medium deep. Adams into the windup. There's the 1-2 pitch. Called, strike three, and down goes Manuel Pena. Three up, three down here at the top of the second. Grizzlies baseball. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Well, to the home half of the second inning we go here at Chukchansey Park. Fresno Grizzlies and Visalia Rawhide neither yet able to put anything up on the scoreboard. And we've got a couple of them here at Chukchansey Park. We've got a manual scoreboard behind the right field fence, right behind the Aaron Judge Rise Up to Save Lives sign on the outfield fence, and a large video board back of the left field fence with scoreboard information as well. So for the Grizzlies, the 4, 5, and 6 hitters coming up here, bottom of the second inning. It'll be Brian Betancourt, the designated hitter, Jesus Bugarin, the center fielder, and Robbie Martin, the right fielder. Betancourt had a couple of hits in yesterday afternoon's game, a good 2-for-3 game for him. Actually opened the season hitting in 7 consecutive games. But as a wise baseball man once said about hitting streaks, call me when it threatens, Joe DiMaggio's 56. There's the first pitch, and it's high and away for ball one. Joel Bias, the young right-hander on the mound for the Visalia Rawhide. He has set down all three Grizzlies he has faced. His next pitch missing very high for ball two. Joel Bias back after missing much of last season. He got into 3 games with Visalia last season, but had some right shoulder discomfort, and they decided to shut him down. Driven to right center field. This is going to drop, I believe. No, a diving grab squeezes out of the glove of Johnson, and heading on into second base is Brian Betancourt. Johnson raced to his right and dove, trying to come up with that ball that looked headed for the gap, as it may even go as far as the wall and extra bases. Johnson was able to get his glove on it, but it squirted out. And standing at second base, Brian Betancourt with the first hit of the ball game. Jesus Bugarin, the Grizzlies center fielder, right-handed hitter, awaits the first pitch, swings and misses at it for strike one. So Betancourt on second base. And the official scorer rules it a double. Next pitch, right down the middle for a strike, and it's 0-2. Johnson again with tremendous effort, racing to get a glove on that ball that looked as though it might have been heading up the gap and could have been the cause of even more damage than the double it turned out to be. Leading off second base, Betancourt, about a 6-foot lead. Corneal, the shortstop, faking that he might sneak in behind him, but doesn't, and the next pitch is outside for a ball. 1-2. That was a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Here's the next delivery, chopped foul toward the Rawhide dugout. Albiz, a young man who certainly impresses the Diamondbacks. His fastball's in the low 90s. He'll top out at 94. Uses a spike grip on his curveball, his slider a work in progress. And his changeup, that's really his best secondary pitch. He likes to throw that when he needs to get a strike. Chop towards shortstop. And Corneal was way out of position. He was faking, trying to keep Betancourt close to the bag of second base. And he really had to range far to his right. And all he could do was get a glove on it and could not make a throw. So Bouguereau is aboard at first base on that one. Betancourt held at second base on the play, and Robbie Martin, the Grizzlies' right fielder, brings his 280 batting average to the plate. Left-handed hitter. First pitch, he takes a strike. So Bouguereau with a single, Betancourt with a double, and the Grizzlies have runners at first and second. Rawhide playing well off the runner at first base. Ball sliced down the left field line, angling. No, it's going to be fair and will be hauled in by Rojas for the out. So Martin flies out down the left field line for the first out of the inning as Bouguereau and Betancourt both have to hold. Then up comes Parker Kelly, the Grizzlies' first baseman tonight. Right-handed hitter, batting 302. First pitch swung on and missed. Changeup, 78 miles an hour. This time, rather than Corneal, with a right-handed batter up, it is Pena who is trying to sneak in behind Betancourt at second base and, if nothing else, hold him close to the bag. As this time, Kelly checks his swing. And they ask the base umpire on the appeal, and he says, no, he did not go around. And it's a ball. One ball, one strike. One out. Runners at first and second for the Grizzlies. No score here at Chukchansey Park. Breaking ball way off the plate. And it's a two-ball, one-strike count. So again, no score here. Bottom of the second inning. Grizzlies with a double by Betancourt. And then the infield single by Bouguereau have runners at first and second base. The pitch taken low for a ball, and it's 3-1. Albiz looking at his catcher for the sign. With 7 seconds, he goes to the stretch. And now begins the delivery. And it does catch the outside corner for a strike. So we're full at 3-2. One out, Betancourt gets a walking lead off second. Bouguereau with about a 15-foot lead off first. Sliced back into the stands for a foul ball. Parker Kelly hit a home run on opening night up in San Jose. That's the lone home run that he has hit thus far this season. But back on Sunday, had a 3-for-6 game with a double up in Stockton. Here's the pitch, well off the plate outside, and the bases are loaded. So the walk to Parker Kelly puts Grizzlies on every bag. Betancourt advancing to third base, Bouguereau to second, and Kelly now assumes first base as we're going to have the Rawhide pitching coach come out to talk to his young pitcher. And as he does, let's remind you that the Fresno Grizzlies want to thank Boston House of Pizza for providing tonight's press box food. Boston House of Pizza is now open in Fresno on North Cedar Avenue, or near Herndon Avenue. To experience their Eastern-style pizza, sandwiches, and more, you can give them a call at 559-449-3880 for all your Boston House of Pizza needs. Quick conference at the mound with the infield, and the pitching coach breaks up. And stepping in for the Grizzlies, Cody Huff, the catcher. .219 average, a home run, 12 runs batted in. Grizzlies on every bag, one out. First pitch way outside for ball one. Huff, the former Stanford catcher, comes from quite a baseball family. His father, Tim, played a couple of years in the Blue Jays organization. He had a couple, Uncle Ken played a couple of years in, I believe, the Texas organization. Pitch to Cody Huff is a changeup, and that gets a called strike. Huff with a chance to do some damage here. One out. Runners on every bag as the bases are loaded with Grizzlies. Elvis delivers. Check swing. It's a strike. And it's now a ball and two strikes to Cody Huff. Elbeast to the stretch. Kicks, delivers. Swung on and missed. And down goes Cody Huff on strikes, the second out of the inning. That brings up Luis Mendez, the Grizzlies' second baseman. And Mendez had quite an afternoon yesterday, a 3-for-4 day, and he's had quite a week. He was on base three times, Sunday in Stockton, all via walks. And then Saturday had two hits, one of them a double. Chopped past the first baseman, foul. So Mendez is a guy who has been in a hot streak for the Grizzlies, and he would love nothing more than to keep that going right here and put some runs on the scoreboard as the Grizzlies have the bases loaded with two outs in the bottom of the second inning. Joel Beast goes to his stretch. He kicks and delivers. Inside as Mendez has to lean to avoid that high, tight fastball. A ball and a strike, two outs, bases loaded. Here's the delivery. Driven to right field. Over for it. Johnson. He hauls it in, and the Grizzlies wind up leaving the bases loaded, unable to score a run at all here in the bottom of the second inning. So we head to the third. No score. Grizzlies and Oaks, or Grizzlies and Rawhide. Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live.
Score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Low, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available for 2022 buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
La Provence Apartment Homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, La Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious one- and two-bedroom apartments. Visit our website at leprovenceapps.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. Check out their website. That's leprovenceapts.com. Go to the top of the third we go here at Chukchansey Park. Still no score. Grizzlies and the Visalia Rawhide. And Visalia sends up the seven hitter. The center fielder, Alvin Guzman, a 259 hitter, a couple of home runs, and eight runs batted in thus far on the season. First pitch is high for a ball. Alvin Guzman awaits, checks his swing. They appeal to the first base umpire, who says nothing doing. And it's two balls and no strikes. Adams kicks and delivers. Guzman's taking all the way, and it's a ball and two strikes. Guzman playing in center field. And here's the 1-2 pitch, swung and missed. In the absence of Drew Jones. Drew Jones, an exciting young prospect, who was the second pick overall in the draft last season, but in his first batting practice, after signing with the Diamondbacks, he suffered a severe shoulder injury and did not play professionally at all last season. Swing and a miss, and down goes Guzman on strikes. That's the fourth strikeout thus far for Blake Adams. And earlier this season, not long into the season, Drew Jones was sprinting to first base on a play and pulled a quadricep muscle, and he has been on the disabled list, or the injured list, I should say, for several weeks now. His return is anticipated, and anticipated greatly by a lot of fans. Brett Johnson, the right fielder, left-handed hitter, steps in. Smack to second base. Mendez has it on a high hop. Sidearms over to Kelly at first for the out. And there are two down. Adams working quick, pounding the strike zone. Very, very effective, and he is continuing to stretch his streak of innings without a walk. He has not walked anybody yet in 2 2/3 tonight. Here's the number 9 hitter, the shortstop, Juan Cornil. First pitch, he takes it for a strike. No score here. Top of the third inning at Chukchansey Park. Grizzlies and the Visalia Rawhide. Chopped to shortstop. Hustling to his left, coming up with it on a waist-high hop and throwing to first base for the out. Ritter gets his man. And it's a 1-2-3 inning in the bottom, top of the third as Blake Adams continues to cruise along. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chemsey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed, only at Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishings solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They're your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 1-800-933-3689 today. Welcome back to Chukchansey Park. Ball is winged down to second base following the final warm-up pitch by young Joe Elvis. 3 1/3 innings, the most he has gone this season, and he is now in the bottom of the third inning, and the Grizzlies are back to the top of the order. The left fielder, Jake Snyder, shortstop, Ryan Ritter, and Andy Perez, the third baseman. Snyder with a 337 average, slices it high in the air to left field, turning and running back toward the warning track is Rojas. He turns to his left and hauls it in about a foot shy of the warning track. So Snyder took it for a ride, but not quite far enough, and he's retired for the first out of the inning. And that brings up Ryan Ritter, who went out on strikes in the top of the first inning. Grizzlies had a terrific opportunity. One inning ago, they had the bases loaded, and with a couple of hitters, were unable to capitalize on that and bring any runs across. Now, that's the type of thing a manager hopes that after 9 innings, he is not looking back on that as a turning point of the ballgame. Chopped to third base. Fernandez takes it, wings it across the diamond, and the first baseman drops the ball. Polanco drops the ball, and he drops his head down to his midsection. In a little bit of embarrassment there, and on the error, the Grizzlies have a base runner, Ryan Ritter, aboard at first base. So Ryan Ritter is aboard at first base. And the play is ruled an error on Polanco. E3 for those of you who may be keeping score. Dan Ritter is aboard with one out. Up comes Andy Perez. Came into the ballgame hitting 267. Left-handed hitter. Slices the first pitch in foul territory back of third. And it will just clear the screen and land in the third row of seats in front of the visiting bullpen. Both teams with their bullpen on the field. Well down the line. Grizzlies down the right field line. Visalia Rawhide down the left field line. Perez takes a couple of practice cuts, now sets to await the delivery. Slice to left field in the air, going back on it. Rojas, he turns, comes in a step or two, makes the grab, and Ryan Ritter has to turn and head back to first base. So two down in the inning as Andy Perez flies out to left field, and that brings up Brian Betancourt, the designated hitter who doubled to the gap in right field his last time up. Actually, it looked as though it could have been even more damage, but Johnson did a tremendous job diving for that ball, getting a glove on it, but could not quite haul it in for a catch. Betancourt swings and misses at the first delivery. Ball rolling down at his feet, and he grabs it and shovels it toward the Grizzlies' dugout. Steps out, takes a few practice cuts. Now he steps back in the box. And the pitch clock will begin the countdown. Elbis to the stretch. Perez. Runner goes. Throw high into the left field side of the bag. And Ryan Ritter is in with a stolen base. Pitch was a strike, so it's 0-2 to Perez. But Ritter is on second base and in scoring position. A base hit could put the... He's given up four hits thus far on the night. Walked one, struck out a couple. Well, more than that, he struck out two this inning alone. Quick throw to first base, and Snyder dives, back in. Again, no score here at Chukchansey Park. Snyder with a leadoff first. Two down, a 1-2 count to Ritter, the pitch. Well outside. And it's now even at 2-2. Elbis working on that changeup that he likes to throw when he wants to get a swinging strike. In the on-deck circle, Andy Perez. To the stretch goes Elbis, and the throw. Chopped foul. No, it is fair on the infield toward the third baseman coming in, Fernandez. Throw is late, and Ritter beats it out. Elbis came in on that, tried to make kind of a leaping throw, and Ritter, hustling down the line, managed to beat it by a couple of steps. So an infield hit for Ryan Ritter. Snyder moves over to second base on the hit, and Andy Perez comes up. And coming out, the Visalia pitching coach for the second time tonight. And the question now is he coming out to talk pitching strategy, pitching mechanics, or now that they've got a pitcher who has just begun to throw in the left field bullpen, are they trying to buy a little bit of time for that pitcher? There's two outs in the inning, but the Grizzlies with runners now at first and second, threatening once again. Tyler Mark, the pitching coach in his second season of the Diamondbacks organization, pitched in the organization retiring in 2019 and a reliever with Visalia for a couple of seasons in 2018 and 2019. The Tyler Mark coming back toward the dugout after a brief conference with Joe Elbis. Steve Solis, the Grizzlies skipper, giving signals down from the third base coach's box. Jake Snyder with a lead off second base, Ryan Ritter off first. And the hitter, the left-handed hitting Andy Perez, who has managed to make contact and put the ball in the air twice already tonight. Hit to deep right field. Going back on it, Johnson. Toward the warning track. He reaches up, and he hauls it in on the warning track for out number three. Oh, boy, Andy Perez gave that ball a ride. Looked like something exciting might happen, but Johnson hauls it in to end the threat. So we're now through five. No score. Grizzlies baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live.
Don't miss one of the festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office.
Yeah! Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Well, to the sixth inning we go here at Chick Chansey Park. Grizzlies, Visalia Rawhide, no score. It'll be the 8-9 and one hitters for Visalia. The right fielder, Brett Johnson, who thwarted that potential big play opportunity in the bottom half of the fifth inning. The drive by Andy Perez. Johnson takes a called strike on the outside corner. Juan Cornejo, the shortstop, in the on-deck circle and in the dugout waiting his turn. Anderson Rojas, the leadoff hitter. First, next pitch by Blake Adams, missing, and it's a ball and a strike. Adams very impressive tonight. Through five innings, only allowed two hits. Next pitch by Adams, swung on and missed for strike two. And once again, Adams' control has been stellar. He, through five innings, has not walked a man. He has struck out four. Adams twisting his head as if to loosen up his neck. Now he kicks and delivers. In the air, foul, back of the plate, coming back Huff, but he realizes he has no play. And that lands in the stands as fans dart after it for a souvenir. Johnson grounded out to second in his only at-bat thus far in the ballgame. Sliced back into the seats to the left of home plate for a foul ball. Mendez playing him halfway between second and third. Heels near the outfield grass. Here's the pitch. Missing low for a ball. That is a 2-2 count. Last pitch, the pitch speed location on the scoreboard showed it as 91 miles an hour. And the next pitch swung on and missed. So down goes Johnson with the fifth strikeout of the night thrown by Blake Adams. And up comes the number nine hitter, Juan Cornejo. He grounded out to shortstop to Ritter his last time up. Adams with his first pitch to Cornejo, and it's a called strike. Logan Clayton, the pitcher up in the Visalia bullpen. Curious to see if we will see a new pitcher in the next half inning. Pitch sliced into the stands for a foul ball. No balls and two strikes, one out. Huff held that pitch for quite a while. And the next pitch misses, and Huff turns and can't tell if he's having a little bit of a conversation with the home plate umpire or looking into the dugout, maybe for some instructions. The kick and the delivery right past Adams, up the middle for a base hit. Adams reached down for it but couldn't get the mitt down far enough, fast enough, and that slithered right up the middle and into shallow center field for a base hit, so Juan Cornejo is aboard. Just the third hit that the Rawhide have managed tonight off of Blake Adams. And up comes the leadoff hitter, Anderson Rojas. Singled his last time up in the fourth inning. Grounded out to second base to lead off the ballgame in the first. Lights have fully kicked on here at Chick Chansey Park as nightfall has hit Central California. And the pitch hammered into right field down the line. That's going to get into the corner around second base. The runner heading toward third. Muffing the ball is Martin out in right field, coming all the way around to score Juan Cornille. And Visalia has the first run of the ball game as Anderson Rojas pulls into second base with a double. So Anderson Rojas with a double down into the right field corner. It brings in the first run of the night, and Visalia is on the board first. And Jose Fernandez, the next hitter to step into the batter's box as he is adjusting his batting gloves. Blake Adams is up on the mound, ready to go to work, 12 seconds on the pitch clock as Fernandez finally steps in. Rojas off second, first pitch is a called strike. Outfield playing Fernandez deep and straight away. Adams looking at the runner, and now he turns and bluffs the throw, but holds onto the baseball. So Cornille with that hit up the middle into center field, followed by the hard hit double by Anderson Rojas into the right field corner. And just like that, Visalia finally on the board here in the top of the sixth inning. It's 1-0 Rawhide. To the stretch, Adams looks the runner back, throws, swung on and missed, changeup. And down goes Fernandez on strikes. Sixth strikeout of the game for Adams. Second time tonight that Fernandez has been such a victim. Two down. And Christian Cerda, the Visalia catcher, comes up. He struck out back in the first inning, hit into a double play in the fourth. Adams looks the runner back, and again, and comes to the plate. It's a called strike. For the most part, Adams has been very good at getting ahead of the count, getting first pitch strikes. To the stretch, the pitch. Called strike, it's 0-2. Mendez about 6 feet off the second base bag, trying to hold the runner close, tapping his glove as if faking a throw, swinging a foul back to the backstop. No balls and two strikes the count on Christian Cerda, the Visalia catcher. .234 batting average thus far on the season. The pitch catches the outside corner for strike three. Adams is out of any more danger. So Visalia strikes. It's a 1-0 game. Rawhide Grizzlies coming to bat here in the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chachansi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. Well, to the bottom of the sixth inning we go here at Chukchansey Park. Grizzlies now in a game of catch-up, trailing 1-0 by Visalia scoring in the last half of the sixth inning on the base hit up the middle by Juan Cornille, followed by the double into the right field corner by Anderson Rojas. And the Grizzlies are going to turn it over to Brian Betancourt, Jesus Bugarin, Robbie Martin, the 4, 5, and 6 hitters to try and get the comeback going here. Betancourt doubled in the second inning and flied out to center field in the third. Takes a first pitch ball from Joe Albiz, who is now in his longest outing thus far of the year. Albiz looking in for the sign. Kicks and deals, swung on and missed. So we've got a nail-biter going here at Chukchansey Park. Grizzlies trailing 1-0 in the air to center field. Will it drop? It does. And Brian Betancourt is on with a base hit. So for the Grizzlies, Betancourt aboard with a base hit. Jesus Bugarin, who singled in the second, grounded to third in the fourth, up for the third time in this ballgame. 6 hits for the Grizzlies, 4 for the Rawhide. Visalia, fewer hits, but they've got the run on the board. And the first pitch swung on and missed by the center fielder, Jesus Bugarin. To the stretch goes Joe Albiz, and he delivers a changeup, hit to third base. They go to second for the lead runner, try for the relay to first. They got him, double play. An around-the-horn double play, 5-4-3, and the two Grizzlies quickly erased, and Robbie Martin, the former Florida State Seminole, up to try and see if he can get something going for the Grizzlies. Martin flied out to left field back in the second, flied out to right field in the fourth. Martin, if sounds familiar, guess he was here in 2021, played with Spokane last year. First pitch, a called strike. A lot of outfield depth in the Colorado Rockies organization, so Martin is back here in Fresno. Similarly, E.J. Andrews Jr., the former Fresno State standout, back here as well. He's getting a night off tonight, also had the day off yesterday. He has been starting in the outfield throughout these first 6-7 weeks of the season for the Grizzlies. Next pitch, low and away for a ball. 2 balls and a strike, 2 outs to Robbie Martin Jr. Bottom of the sixth inning, 1-0 Visalia, the way the scoreboard reads. Pitch high and away. It is now a 3-ball-and-1-strike count. Grizzlies, no runs, 6 hits, and 1 error, or no errors, I should say. Visalia, on the other hand, a run, 4 hits, 1 error, swung it and missed, and it's now a full count at 3-2. 2 outs here for the Grizzlies, bottom of the sixth inning. And the pitch in the air, shallow center field, coming in Guzman, seems to have a bead on it. Hauls it in, and that's the inning. So nothing doing for the Grizzlies. It's 1-0 Visalia, and we are through 6 here at Chukchansey Park.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chukchansey Park. It's Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chukchansey Park ticket office.
Yeah! Well, as we mentioned earlier, if you were thinking of coming out on Friday night for Star Wars night and Friday night fireworks. Well, the word from the Grizzlies, it is now officially a sellout. Chancy Park completely sold out for Friday night's game. But think about Saturday night, 6:50 start, Growers Night, rooted in agriculture. Grizzlies alternative hat giveaway to the first 1,500 fans. That's Saturday night, May 13th at 6:50 p.m. Growers Night, rooted in agriculture, and the alternative Grizzlies hat giveaway. To the top of the seventh inning we go. Middle of the Visalia batting order, the DH David Martin. He'll be followed by the first baseman Ronnie Polanco and Manuel Pena to face Blake Adams. First pitch misses for a ball. You know, a few days ago, last Saturday actually, the great one, Willie Mays, turned 92, the Say Hey Kid. He'll always be a kid. Hard to believe that he's already 92 years old. They had a nice celebration for him at the ballpark there in San Francisco. 302 career batting average, 660 home runs. Slammed to right field. That's hooking, and it is a foul ball. Now you think Mays at 92, where does he list as among the oldest living former Major League players? Well, believe it or not, he's 40th on that list. Who's the oldest? Who's the oldest living former Major Leaguer? Well, I'll let you think about that for a couple of hitters, and we'll come back to that. One ball, two strike count, and David Martin fouls it back into the stands. Fan began to lean forward and reach for it with those bare hands, and as it got closer, he thought better of it, pulled back, and let it bounce and roll to a stop before he reached and picked it up. Chopped toward first base, over for it. Kelly lobs it to Adams at the bag, and they retire the runner for the first out here in the seventh inning. So one man down, and Ronnie Polanco comes up, flied out in the second inning, and grounded out to second base in the fifth inning. So who is the oldest former, the oldest living former major leaguer? Well, it's Art Schalek, who on April 25th turned 99, the former New York Yankee back in the 1950s. Fun Artie Schalek story, first pitch misses for a ball. Fun Artie Schalek story, in 49, he was pitching in the Pacific Coast League for the old Hollywood Stars. And in the middle of a game, the Stars sold his contract to the New York Yankees. Well, Art's wife loved the movie star lifestyle there. Ball fouled, it's a ball and a strike. Art's wife loved mixing with the movie stars who came out every night to Gilmore Field to the Stars games. And the manager of the Stars, Fred Haney, had the ushers bring her down into his office between innings so he could break the news to her that she needed to go home and begin planning for a move. And when, after the inning, sliced towards second base, coming up with it, Mendez flips to first, there's two down. Well, after the inning, Haney went in and met with her and broke the news to her that her husband was now a member of the New York Yankees. And she said, "Who in the heck are the New York Yankees? I'm not going." Well, that's a story 99-year-old Art Schalek loves to share with callers and friends. He lives up in the Sonoma area. And he's a guy with a lot of great baseball stories. First pitch, a called strike. Manuel Pena struck out looking back in the second inning and tripled in the fifth inning. Pitch fouled in the area of the Visalia bullpen. And still activity in the Visalia bullpen. Logan Clayton. Swing and a miss. That ends the inning. And down on strikes goes Pena. So still Visalia leads 1-0. Going to the bottom of the seventh. It's stretch time here at Chicchancy Park. You're listening on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments.
Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Boston House of Pizza for providing tonight's press box food. Boston House of Pizza is now open in Fresno on North Cedar Avenue at Herndon. Experience their Eastern-style pizza, their sandwiches, and much more. You can give them a call at 559-449-3880 for all your Boston House of Pizza needs. Well, we've got a pitching change now for the Visalia Rawhide. Joel Beis is done after six innings of work. And on now on in relief is Logan Clayton, young right-handed pitcher. Yeah, the first batter he will face is the Grizzlies' first baseman, Parker Kelly. Kelly walked in the second inning, and then in the fourth inning had a single. Yeah, the Grizzlies trail 1-0 here, bottom of the seventh inning. Fans just enjoying a little bit of fun during the seventh inning stretch. First pitch, a breaking ball, missing for ball one. Kelly opened the night hitting 302. They'll be followed by Cody Huff and Luis Mendez. Next pitch swung and missed. Another breaking ball. And the next pitch swung on and missed. And it's now a one ball, two strike count to Parker Kelly. So for Joel Beis, his longest stint of the year for the Visalia Rawhide saw him manage to escape danger twice, got out of a bases-loaded jam in the second, and he left a couple of runners stranded in the fifth inning, in the fifth inning. Swing and a miss, and down goes Parker Kelly on strikes to open the bottom of the seventh inning. That'll bring Cody Huff up, a strikeout victim, both of his trips to the plate thus far tonight. And the Grizzlies with some activity in their bullpen as well. First pitch to Huff, swung on and missed for strike one. Next pitch on the outside corner, just missing though, off the outside corner for a ball, and it's even at a ball and a strike. Night has completely enveloped Chuck Chansey Park. And the next pitch on the outside corner, missing once again. A bit low this time. And it's two balls and a strike to Cody Huff. Luis Mendez to follow. Lined into left field for a base hit. So Cody Huff hanging in there after the start of the night being really rough for him. And he comes through with a base hit to left field. So Grizzlies with a base runner. That's what they need. Plenty of them right now, trailing 1-0 here in the bottom of the seventh inning. And Luis Mendez, the Grizzlies' second baseman, steps in. And it looks as though we may... And we're going to have a pinch runner for Cody Huff. So E.J. Andrews Jr. is going to run for Cody Huff. So bottom of the seventh inning sees... The Grizzlies now try to put some speed on the base paths and see what they can manufacture as Luis Mendez awaits the first offering from Logan Clayton. And the pitch, catching the outside corner for a strike. Steve Solis, the Grizzlies skipper, down in the third base coach's box, flashing signals across the way to E.J. Andrews Jr. You got to think he's got designs. Oh, broken bat. Shovel to second. Back to first. Not in time. Mendez beats it out at first. But Andrews is caught at second base. And the lead runner is retired for the second out of the inning. So Mendez beat the return, the relay throw. And he is aboard at first base, but there are now two outs, and opportunities are beginning to wane for the Fresno Grizzlies. Jake Snyder coming up. Flied out on the infield in the first inning, flied out to right field in the third, and had a base hit in the fifth inning, and wound up stranded at second base. Right up the middle. Is it going to get through? No. The shortstop, Cornille, shovels to Pena at second for the force, and that ends the inning for the Grizzlies. So nothing doing for Fresno, and we're now through seven. Grizzlies trail it 1-0. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chachansi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to Chick Chansey Park. Got some lineup changes for the Grizzlies. New pitcher, Jesus Ordonez, is now behind the plate. That he will take over the eighth spot in the batting order, where Huff previously occupied. And a new pitcher for the Grizzlies. On the mound now, Braxton Hyde. So Blake Adams throwing seven very impressive innings tonight. And now gives way to the bullpen as Braxton Hyde will try to keep this one close and hopes his teammates can strike. And the first hitter Braxton Hyde will face is the center fielder Alvin Guzman, who has struck out twice tonight. Takes the first pitch for a strike. Adams, once again, very impressive. Did not walk a man. Only allowed four hits, but that one run thus far is the difference in the ballgame. Next pitch scoots away from Ordonez. For the ball and two strikes. Next pitch in the air to right field. Martin drifts back about three steps and hauls it in for the out. So Guzman retired. He's the first out of the inning. And now stepping up, the right fielder, Brett Johnson. Ball scoots by Ordonez. And the bunt attempt was missed for strike one. Next pitch as Ordonez tries to hold the glove out there and draw a called strike call in the corner, but he doesn't get it. And it's a ball and a strike now. Hyde working quickly, gets a called strike on the outside corner with a breaking ball. 1-0 Visalia. We're now in the top of the eighth inning here at Chick Chansey Park. Pitch is high for a ball. But the count now goes full at 3-2. Three-two pitch, high and away. And Visalia now with a base runner via the walk. For the Rawhide, their first base runner via the walk tonight. And that brings up the shortstop, Juan Cornille. Singled his last time up and scored the only run of the night. When Anderson Rojas brought him home with a double into the right field corner. Hyde with a quick toss over to first base, wants to keep Johnson close, take away any ideas of trying to run. The pitch swung on and missed. Runner with about a 6-7 foot lead off first. Hyde to the stretch, comes to the plate, over the head of Ritter into left field. Turning the corner and heading to third, Johnson. And the relay throw is going to come into second base. And suddenly Visalia now has runners at the corners. So the walk now puts the Grizzlies in a precarious situation as Visalia with a base runner at third on the base hit by Juan Cornille. Let's get that ball off the fists into left field for a base hit. And just one out. Grizzlies now in a double play setting. Pitch low for a ball. Ritter and Mendez both shading toward the second base bag and coming in. And Perez at third base, creeping inward on the pitch while Kelly holds the runner close at first base. Next pitch, bunted toward up the third baseline, and Andy Perez is going to let it roll, gets down on his knees and blows the ball, and it goes foul. And now the manager of the Rawhide is going to come in and argue. Andy Perez watched that ball roll up the third baseline as it got to within about 6 feet of the bag, got down on his hands and knees, and it looked as though he was trying to blow the ball foul. The Rawhide manager in arguing about that. We're going to take a look at the replay up here. But Perez let the ball roll by him. It was rolling on the chalk. He gets down. His face is about 6 inches from the ball, and it looked to one and all as though he was trying to blow the ball foul. Now the argument subsides, and is generally the case in baseball. It doesn't change the call. And we've got a foul ball. A ball and a strike, one out. And now Mark Brewer, the Grizzlies pitching coach, is going to come out and have a quick chat with his pitcher. And while he's doing so, we're going to take a real quick break.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Back here at Chicchansey Park as the conference on the mound breaks up. Visalia, runners at first and third. Cornille at first. Johnson at third. It's a one ball, one strike count to the batter. Anderson Rojas, whose double back in the sixth inning brought in the only run of the game. He slices it over Ritter's head into left field. That's going to bring in yet another run, and that will send Cornille to third base. Coming into second, sliding head first with a double is Anderson Rojas. So Anderson Rojas, his second double of the night, brings in the second run of the night for the Visalia Rawhide. And Visalia with runners at second and third now, still only one out, and Jose Fernandez steps into the batter's box. Stirring in the Grizzlies' bullpen, nobody on the mound yet. High to the stretch. The pitch catches the outside corner with a fastball for a strike. 94 miles an hour on the scoreboard. Infield coming in. Mendez and Ritter both with their toes on the infield grass. Perez trying to watch the line and the runner. High in the air to left field. Scurrying to the warning track, to the wall. It's gone. Three-run home run for Jose Fernandez, his second in 2 days. Jose Fernandez puts one into the left field bleachers, a three-run home run. And just like that, Visalia with a 5-0 lead here at Chukchansey Park. Grizzlies now with a pitcher up on the mound in the bullpen, making his first toss of his warm-ups as Christian Cerda steps in. Victim of strikeouts twice tonight and hit into a double play. The first pitch to Cerda, swung on and missed. Next pitch to Cerda, check swing. Grizzlies ask for the appeal, but nothing doing. So the big three-run home run for Jose Fernandez has pushed a 1-0 lead, which was extended to 2-0 on the Rojas double, and now it's 5-0. There's the next pitch, driven down the left field line. It's hooking. Is it going to be? It is a foul ball. A lot of arms pointing in fair territory down in the Visalia bullpen as if they were trying to influence the umpire, but it didn't work. It was called foul. So our count now 2-2 with one out. But Visalia has four runs in here at the top of the eighth inning. It's a 5-0 ball game. Hyde with the next pitch. Swung on and missed. And down goes Cerda on strikes for the third time tonight. Two down in the inning. David Martin coming up. Martin 0 for 3 thus far and swings and misses the first pitch from Hyde. Two down in the inning now, but Visalia has managed to score four times. Swing and a miss for strike two. Hyde kicks and delivers off the plate, bounces away from Ordonez. Bat boy comes out to pick it up and toss it into the Visalia dugout. Hyde with the next offering. Chopped to the shortstop. Ritter with it. Flings it over to first base, and that ends the inning. But not before Visalia scores four times, and the Rawhide have pushed their lead out to 5-0 here at Chukchansey Park. Grizzlies baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live.
Featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office.
Yeah!
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chansey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
And remember, it's Chukchansey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Chuck Chansey Gold has live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. Must be 21. Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Play with the best. Well, the throw goes down to second base, ending the warm-up tosses, and the Fresno Grizzlies now with only six outs left for them in this ballgame to try and make up a five-run deficit. That big four-run inning in the top of the eighth inning for the Oaks, or for the Rawhide. I wondered how many times I would make that mistake for so many years calling them the Oaks. The Visalia Rawhide now with a 5-0 lead. And for the Grizzlies, that brings up Ryan Ritter to begin the bottom of the eighth inning. Ritter will be followed by Andy Perez and Brian Betancourt. Action in both bullpens. Clayton's delivery sliced down the left field line foul, bounces into the bullpen and disrupts the warm-up tosses of the relief pitcher getting ready down there. Infield playing deep, heels back near the outfield grass. And the next pitch to Ryan Ritter. High in the air down the left field line, but hooking well foul, and that'll go near the cantina down there, back of Fresno Social. Fresno Social, a fun area to watch a ball game, hovering atop the left field bullpen, looking down at the left field bullpen. An area with everything from high top tables to comfortable seating in a lounge style, an outdoor lounge style. A lot of fun activities down there every night. Well, in right field, it's the splash park where the kids can enjoy various water activities. Swing and a miss, and down goes Ryan Ritter on strikes. And up comes Andy Perez, the Grizzlies' third baseman. McGowan up in the Grizzlies' bullpen getting ready. Looks as though we might see him in the ninth. First pitch to Perez is outside for a ball. Perez had a fly out to deep right field back in the fifth inning. He's made contact all three times, but each time he does, the ball manages to find a player with a glove. Here's the next delivery. Chipped foul back to the screen. One ball and two strikes to Andy Perez. An exciting young player to watch. Just 18 from Cuba. But boy, he has a lot of potential, and the feeling is he's got the potential to really be a big league talent. Pitch outside for a ball. Count evens at 2-2. One out. Perez the hitter. 5-0. Visalia with the lead. Grizzlies running out of opportunities here with one out in the bottom of the eighth inning. Logan Clayton kicks. Here's the offering. High in the air, but hooking well foul back of the Grizzlies' bullpen. Landing just shy of the front row in the second deck. Two balls and two strikes as Hyde, or Clayton, I should say. Fastball missing wide, and the count now full. Logan Clayton on for the second inning of work, and he kicks and delivers 3-2, chopped to the first baseman. Gets a friendly hop. Tosses to Clayton, covering the bag, and Perez is retired for the second out. The Grizzlies' designated hitter, Brian Betancourt, now coming up. Had a double back in the second inning, a single in the sixth inning. Two gone here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Grizzlies now trailing 5-0 after that big four-run top of the eighth by the Rawhide. First pitch fouled back to the backstop, and it's 0-1. Rawhide manager signaling down, steps out of the dugout to signal down to the bullpen. It appears he wants a second pitcher up and warming up. Pitch missing wide. It's a ball and a strike. Two down. Ryan Betancourt looking for his third hit. They had to get something going for the Grizzlies here. There's the pitch. Slider. And it's a called strike. The ball and two strikes to Betancourt. Betancourt hitting .253 as he stands in there. Has yet to hit a home run. 9 runs batted in thus far on the season. Clayton turns, kicks, delivers. High and away. And is now 2 balls and 2 strikes. And the pitch taken, and it's called strike 3. So a 1-2-3 eighth inning, and we are now going to the ninth inning. Visalia trying to protect a 5-run lead. It's 5-0 Rawhide. Grizzlies baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Chick Chansey Park. We now move to the top of the ninth inning. And the Grizzlies trail 5-0. On this thing in baseball back in 1959, here's an interesting one for you. Philadelphia's pitcher Jim Hearn allowed 2 earned runs before a game with the Pittsburgh Pirates was suspended. And the Pirates were ahead in that ballgame, 6-4. A few weeks later, Hearn was released, and he decided to retire from baseball. Well, they completed that game in July. And after everything was finished, Hearn was charged with the loss 2 months after his retirement from baseball. McGowan now in on the mound for the Grizzlies. And the first hitter he's going to face is Ronnie Polanco, the Visalia first baseman. 5-0. Rawhide with the lead. And the Grizzlies trying to keep it close. Bryce McGowan, first pitch missing for a ball. McGowan, big right-hander, throws hard. That one clocked at 94, fouled back to the screen, and it's a ball and a strike. Polanco, Pena, and Guzman coming up. McGowan works from a stretch position, swing and a miss, and it's a ball and 2 strikes. That one clocking 95. Again, Blake Adams, very impressive during his 7 innings of work tonight. Pitch taken for a ball. Adams, the ace of the Grizzlies staff, again, did not walk a man. So in 5 starts this season, he has only walked 2 batters. And the next pitch swung on and missed for strike 3, and down goes Polanco. 1 out in the inning. Up comes Manuel Pena, who had a triple back in the 5th inning, but was left stranded at third base. He struck out his other 2 times at bat. There is activity in the Visalia bullpen. Nothing doing down in the Grizzlies bullpen. As Bryce McGowan with his first offering, and it's high and away. They get another 95-mile-an-hour fastball, but it failed to find the strike zone. Next pitch taken, ball two. Grizzlies had their opportunities, though, and you had to wonder if that might come back to bite them. They left the bases loaded in the second inning and left a couple of runners stranded in the fifth inning. Swing and a miss. So opportunity knocked for the Grizzlies, but they weren't unable to answer. Visalia, on the other hand, taking advantage. They nursed a 1-0 lead in the top of the eighth inning and scored four times, three coming on a Jose Fernandez three-run home run, his second three-run home run in two games. This game two in this series, same two teams at it tomorrow night at 6:50. Hope you'll come on out to Chukchansey Park and enjoy an evening of Grizzlies baseball. What terrific weather we've got. Ritter to his left knee, gets up, throws across the infield, and he got him for the out. So Pena rounds out to the Grizzlies shortstop, and there are two retired. That'll bring up Alvin Guzman, the center fielder. And we started to mention that Guzman playing center field because Drew Jones is out injured with a quadricep injury. A lot of fans are going to love watching Drew Jones when he comes back and is back in the Visalia Rawhide lineup, an exciting young prospect who was the second overall pick in the draft last year by the Arizona Diamondbacks. So we're going to miss for strike one. Here's the next pitch outside for a ball. 1-1 with one out, or two outs, I should say. McGowan's pitch in the air, shallow right field, coming over for it. Martin, he's got a beat on it. He's got the catch. So a 1-2-3 inning in the ninth. Grizzlies coming up for their last shot. This is Grizzlies baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, we've got a new pitcher on the hill for the Visalia Rawhide. As we go to the bottom of the ninth inning here at Chukchansey Park. Gunnar Green. Six-foot-six right-handed pitcher. And the last hope for the Grizzlies, Jesus Bugarin, the center fielder, Robbie Martin, the right fielder, and Parker Kelly, their first baseman. Bugarin with a single back in the second inning, Kelly with one in the third. All the damage that those hitters have been able to do tonight. Grizzly skipper Steve Solis heading on down into the third base coach's box as Bugarin walks in front of the Visalia catcher. They've also made a defensive change. Santabria now in at first base for the Rawhide. As Bugarin sets and waits the first pitch. Swing and a miss on a fastball right down the middle. So Daniel Santabria now at first base. And the next delivery swung on and missed for strike two. 93 on the reading from the radar gun. Five nothing Visalia. Bottom of the ninth inning. Grizzlies down to their final three outs. Glad you've joined us tonight on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live. For California League Baseball, here from Chickchansey Park, Fresno Grizzlies trailing Visalia 5-0. Pitch fouled back into the second deck back of home plate. Parker, the Grizzlies mascot, near the Visalia dugout, having some fun with the fans down there. Large yellowish bear wearing a Grizzlies jersey, and a base hit into left center field. Jesus Bouguerin. So Bouguerin hoping that he's getting something started here as the Grizzlies trying to erase a five-run deficit in the bottom of the ninth inning. Up comes Robbie Martin, the Grizzlies' right fielder. Martin's average now 271. He has a home run to his credit this season. 10 runs batted in. And the first pitch swung on and missed for a strike. Bouguerin was running on the pitch, now retreats to first base. Sanabria holding him on at the bag. He's got about a 6-foot lead. Here's the pitch. Chopped to first base. Sanabria is going to go for the lead runner at second. They get the force back to first. Martin beats it out. So Bouguerin retired at second base, but Martin, hustling, beats the relay throw back to the bag. And with one out, he assumes first base while Parker Kelly comes to the plate for the Grizzlies. Kelly walked back in the second inning, had a single in the fourth, struck out in the seventh inning. Pitch sliced foul down the right field line into the seats. Johnson made an all-out effort for that ball, even into foul territory, and that landed about 12 rows back. Outfield playing very deep. Rojas, maybe 5 feet in front of the warning track in left field. Here's the pitch, driven up the middle, base hit. Grizzlies now with two runners aboard. So Parker Kelly stings a single into center field for a base hit. And coming up, Ordonez, who entered the game, replacing the Grizzlies' catcher, Cody Huff, coming up for the first time. Martin with about a 15-foot lead off second base. First pitch misses for a ball. Parker Kelly with about a 12-foot lead off first base. And Abria playing well off the bag, and they're not worrying about the runner. To the stretch, the pitch, high and away for ball two. Cerda, the Visalia catcher, is going to go out to talk to his pitcher, and the pitching coach for the Rawhide going to come out to the mound as well. We'll take a quick break while they chat on the bump.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, the conference breaks up on the mound as the Visalia pitching coach heads back into the third base dugout. And Ordonez settles back into the box. Runners leading off second and third. Grizzlies trail 5-0 here, bottom of the ninth inning. Check swing. Doesn't get the call. And it's suddenly ball three. Three balls and no strikes to Ordonez. Martin with a lead off second. Kelly off first. One down of the inning. Here's the pitch. Way wide for ball four, and the bases are loaded. So the Grizzlies are knocking at the door. They've loaded them up here at Chukchansey Park with one out in the bottom of the ninth inning, and Visalia leading 5-0. Standing in, Luis Mendez, the Grizzlies' second baseman, who had a big day yesterday afternoon with three hits. He is hitless thus far tonight. First pitch misses low and inside for ball one. Grizzlies clearly realize that Green is having difficulty finding the strike zone. Pitch to Mendez. Check swing. They appeal to second base. No, they did not get the call. It's two balls and no strikes. Two more wide ones and the Grizzlies will have a run. Two balls, no strikes, one out. Grizzlies down 5-0. Mendez awaits the pitch. Here's the delivery. Taken for a call, strike, and it's 2-1. Martin the lead off third. Parker Kelly off second. Ordonez off first. Here's the pitch. Taken for call, strike two. To the stretch. 2-2 the count. Bases loaded. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. And the Grizzlies are now down to their final out of the night. And up comes Jake Snyder, who has had hits. Snyder, the second leading hitter. And Cerda appears to have been injured on that swing. Cerda, the catcher for the Rawhide, is in pain. He has ripped off the mask and his helmet and is in a crouch just off to the left of home plate. He's being looked at by the Visalia trainer. The home plate umpire is giving him time, sweeping off home plate. Cerda shaking his head. And now walks back over to the plate, picks up his helmet and mask. And he is going to remain in the game as the trainer heads back into the dugout and speaks to the Rawhide manager about the condition of Cerda back of the plate. Bases are loaded. Jake Snyder, second leading hitter in the California League, at the plate. 5-0 Visalia. Here's the first pitch. Gets away from the catcher. In comes Martin from third. Grizzlies are on the board. Ball still scoots away. Cerda manages to dive after it on the warning track back of the plate. And the Grizzlies have a run. And Parker Kelly and Ordonez both advance 90 feet. So the Grizzlies now with runners at second and third and two outs. Robbie Martin awaits the offering. Here it comes. Swung on and missed. Now it's now a ball and a strike. Attendance tonight here at Chukchansey Park, 1,976. And to the stretch goes Green. Here's the pitch. Taken for a strike. And it's 1-2. Grizzlies now down to their last strike. Trailing 5-1. Runners at second and third. Jake Snyder. Taking some swings. Awaits the delivery. Here it comes. Chopped towards second base. Hustling toward first. The throw. Is it in time? It is ball game over. The Grizzlies attempt to put a rally together there in the ninth inning to no avail. They leave a couple of runners stranded again. Somewhat of the story of the night, leaving runners stranded. And the Visalia Rawhide, for the second time in 2 days, have come away with a big victory. And like yesterday, Jose Fernandez, a difference maker. He hit the three-run home run yesterday afternoon in the ninth inning to win it. Comes back with a big three-run homer in the eighth inning to push the lead out to 5-0. The Grizzlies come back with a run in the ninth. And that's your final score from Chukchansey Park, 5-1. Grizzlies back home tomorrow for game three of this six-game series. Hope you'll think about coming out to Chukchansey Park to catch it. First pitch at 6:50 p.m. Stephen Rice will be back Mike's side tomorrow evening. Thanks for joining us tonight here on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and on Bally's Live. The Fresno Grizzlies fall to the Visalia Rawhide by a final score of 5-1. Our producer tonight has been Birch, and we appreciate the great help. For Stephen Rice, I'm Dan Taylor. I'm rounding third and heading for home.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.